The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 12:20pm with Stuart Beasley, John Budden and Sean Quinn in the studio. It's Sussex National Day at Plumpton. There's racing at Southwell domestically as well. And a good card over in Ireland from Nace, which features the Grade 1 Lawlers Novice Hurdle, which is their feature contest. Right now, though, my name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio to look ahead to it is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, good, thanks, Mark. That's Nace's first ever Grade 1 Hurdle.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
It's a good race as well. I'm just having a look at it today. There's an unbeaten runner for Gordon Elliott, owned by J.P. McManus, taking on an unbeaten William Mullins, one in the Jigginstown colours.
Absolutely.
Looks pretty good.
Yes, it's a really cracking little race.
It is. We'll obviously get Andy Holding's thoughts on the action in Nace tomorrow, and we've got AP McCoy looking at that race for us as well, because he's in action in that race. Do you have an opinion at the moment, Mick?
I've always been a fan of Colour of France. You know, he's been playing his trade at a high level. Another good solid run in good company last time. I think he sets the standard, actually.
Yeah, he's a good yardstick, isn't
he?
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. We're going to look ahead to the action at Plumpton. Mick's picked out three races for us there. Before we get stuck into that, though, Mick, we've seen plenty of top superstars over the festive period and the new year, and plenty of good racing. Does anything over that stand out to you in particular?
I think we've seen quite a few, haven't we? The Chepstow Welsh National Meeting threw up a very useful juvenile hurdle, didn't it? The Nigel Twiss and Davis horse. And what's he called? I'll come to him in a moment. Bristol Demai.
Yes. That's it. Top of the Triumph bit now, isn't he?
Yeah, just the way he travelled. I mean, Chepstow is such a stiff, unforgiving track. To see a juvenile hurdler go around in what was a good race. I mean, there's some good yardsticks in the race who brought some of the very best juvenile hurdle domestic form around to the table. And he's beaten them pointless. And he's got to take top rank amongst the domestic challengers.
Yeah, he's that's probably
the high
best.
Rank anyway. Yeah. High rank.
He's actually second in the Triumph. I told a lie. Peace and Co is the 11th form.
Yeah, I mean, he's another one who's up there, and those two do set the standard.
Yeah, both owned by Simon Meniere as well. He's having a good time of things, isn't he?
He certainly has. He's been buying some good horses, hasn't he?
Yeah. Anything else stand out to you, Mick, or should we get stuck into Sunday?
I thought Petit Zig was excellent at Cheltenham.
Yeah.
I thought the way he picked up Champion West close home, it was a really good race between two good horses defending their unbeaten records. He was a high-class hurdler, you know, finished sixth in the Champion Hurdle. I wouldn't be... I'd be tempted to go back to two with him, but I don't... Well, I suppose I've got options, but... anyway, wherever he goes, because he stays so well, but he's also got that speed to burn as well, so he's a very good horse, Petit Zig, and his jumping technique's getting better and better.
Yeah, I think they mentioned the JLT Novice Chase afterwards. It's 2.5 miles in the race that Tackendasoy won last
year. 2.5's no problem to him. No. But I thought maybe if the 2 mile division was weak, there might be weakish, you know, comparatively.
Yeah.
They might be tempted to go that route. But wherever he goes, he's a very good horse. And and that was a really good race between. Take nothing away from Champion West.
He's won his race.
Put it down to Petit Zig, didn't he? Mm. And he'll be winning again, that's for sure.
Yeah. And good. And with Petit Zig now proven he handles Cheltenham, and he's unbeaten over fences. It's all roots to the festival for him now, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah. Which is getting ever closer, Mark.
It is. We're only 3 months away, so very, very. Very good to have. The Cheltenham preview is rolling out soon, Mick, and we'll be all set to go.
Absolutely.
Anyway, let's concentrate on matters a little bit closer to hand. Sunday's racing coming up fast, and Mick's picked out three races on a good card for us at Plumpton.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, the first race that we're going to look at is the 150, which is a novice's hurdle over 2 miles and five furlongs. It's for 4 to 7 year olds. And if you look at the ones that come into this in good form, Kilgeel Hill, Mick, stayed on quite well to win over 2.5 miles last time at Leicester. So this extra furlong shouldn't be any problem.
It shouldn't. And I think the key ingredient here, Mark, is that was a boys' race, so he gets no penalty for it.
Yeah.
And it does mean that he's getting £10 from probably his main form rival in Karachi Apache. And he won that with any amount in hand as well. and he'd shown ability. He's shown ability actually all starts, and wasn't winning out a turn at Leicester last time after that encouraging debut over hurdles. And yeah, they found the right race for him tonight, follow up race without the penalty. And I think he's going to take an awful lot of beating. And I would say he's one of the better bets on the card there at Plumpton. Karachi Apache, he was beaten favourite in both of his bumpers, but he made no mistake at the first time of asking over hurdles at Sandown. He's got the penalty for that, and it's a hefty one as well, £10. Nico de Boyle takes off three of that, which will help. And the second one next time. You know, the form fairly solid, but I think he just might face a stiff enough task trying to give £10 to Kilgill Hill, who's already got a BHA rating of 125. So if he's going to beat him, he's going to have to be 140 horse, isn't he? Mm. Nearly, or 138 horse ish. So yeah, I do think that Kilgill Hill are the one to beat. Others to consider, maybe from an each way angle, Amidon, who showed ability in his second bumper and improved on that when finishing second on his hurdling debut at Fakenham. A bit more needed, but he was very keen at Fakenham, and he's entitled to improve if he does settle. But I think he's going to have to on very testing ground over 2.5 at Plumpton. And the other one is, well, there's a couple of others actually. It's a good little race, this. Mm. Baku Bay, Trim Ali Brewer, Jack Doll taking the rain, improved dramatically on his hurdling debut when a well-backed second at Leicester. Bit more probably needed here, but he is going the right way. And the hurdling debutant, Ruden Crude, showed ability in both of his bumpers, was an Irish point-to-point winner, and got beaten under the penalty second time, but that was no disgrace in very soft ground. He's a very interesting recruit, although this probably is an above-average novice's hurdle, and for that reason, I'm going to stay with the unpenalised Kilgill Hill.
OK, Kilgill Hill for making the 150. The 250 is the next race we're going to look at. This is the Sussex National, the big race on the card. It's a handicap chase over 3 miles and five furlongs, 14 of them in the lineup here, Mick. And it's as competitive as you'd expect, isn't it?
It's a conundrum, Mark. I'll go through the shortlist in race card order. The first one that's made the shortlist is Adrenaline Flight, who, of course, finished fourth in the National Hunt Chase at the festival last year. And won the Devon Marathon at Exeter last month under Andrew Thornton. Richard Johnson taking the ride on Monday. He's up £8 higher than that for that Exeter win. And it does mean a career best is required. And that win did come somewhat from out of the blue, form-wise, although he was quite well backed to win at Exeter. Hard to rule out an in-form horse who stays as well as he does, isn't he? So he makes a shortlist without appearing to, have anything in hand of the handicapper. Gorgeously Age, Venetia Williams is double-handed. She's also got last time out winner Tarako as well. Aidan's on Gorgeously Age, who's a course winner. Up 9 for that Fontwell win 2 outings ago. That means another one who has to post a career best. Has got 2 ways of running, this horse, and did disappoint last time. But he does relish a stamina test, and for that reason alone, this is what that's going to be, and you can't rule these sort of horses out. I'm going to, nearly by default, Mark, give the vote to Leg Iron, who was up 4 for that course winner last time in December, and another one who has to post a career best if he's going to win this. But he would probably have gone very close to winning this 12 months ago. He was still travelling very well when he fell 4 out, and that was off a mark of 114, only £3 higher here on the back of that win last time. Another one who stays all day and does come here on the back of that confidence-boosting win last time. So I think he's got less question marks than some of them. And, of course, last year's winner's back.
Yeah.
Reblis, who is £2 lower than winning this last year. However, he did come into this race last year on the back of a win, and he's been beaten 172 lengths in his last 3 starts. So that tempers the enthusiasm there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what these old staying chasers like, they are capable of bouncing back. And he probably was a little bit better behind Adrenaline Flight at Exeter last time, but still not enough to sort of go in head down and back in for a repeat win.
Mm. He does love Plumpton, though. I think he's won
exactly.
three times there. So
exactly.
Might bring him back to life a little
hard,
bit.
Hard to rule him out, but that those distances have been accentuated by the ground he's been running in, I know. But even so, it's a bit hard to swallow, isn't it, when you sort of when you've got last time out winners in there, and also horses will like the track as well. So I've had to swerve him for his repeat win. And I've just, well, the pin's landed on Leg Iron, basically.
OK. Leg Iron, then, in a competitive Sussex National.
Absolutely.
And the last
that's race, how it should be, shouldn't it?
It should be good. It's always entertaining, isn't it, when there's no clear favourite and any can have a chance. The 3.55 at Plumpton is the final race. We're going to look at the Class 4 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. 12 of them in the lineup. Another good field size. Mick, which one?
Another one that's no easier, Mark, again, with plenty of... more questions and answers as ever. We'll start with, again, we'll go through them in race card order, the shortlist. Casseur, who is a course and distance winner, travels very well in his races, won by 21 lengths, no less, over this course and distance in November. Don't know what was wrong at Market Racing next time, but he never really looked like adding to that win. He's yet to win in the hundreds and has got that disappointing run at Market Racing to put behind him. But it should help coming back here to a track that he's yet to run a bad race at, and I think that's very important, and that's why he's made the shortlist, Casseur, even though he's got no wins in the hundreds to his name. Handicap debutant, 12 strings from the Venetia Williams Yard, Eddie Coleman taking the ride. He used to be fairly useful on the flat when Brian Allison and Luca come on. He had him, you know, running to marks in the mid-80s. Stayed well. Yet to sort of really shine over hurdles, and was already beaten when he fell at Newbury 18 days ago. That was his qualifying run for a handicap mark. As a result, he's got a mark of 107, which could well be fair enough considering his flat ability. And I think it could be, might be significant as well that he's run his best race to date over hurdles here at Plumpton on his hurdling debut. He handled soft ground really well on the flat. So somewhat again, by default, he's going to get the vote, because the other one that is on the shortlist to hold the books, he's a real course specialist. Three course and distances to his name. His last of them in December. Not quite as effective next time off the new mark. But his return here is a big positive. But he does need to post a career best if he's going to win this. But his course form gets him on the shortlist. Mm-hmm. So it's a chancy one. 12 strings might not be as good as good over hurdles as he is on the flat, but I'm prepared to take a chance in a race, as I say, with more questions than answers. So 12 strings gets the somewhat tentative vote.
Okay, 12 strings then in the 3.55. Let's just, as always, let me have a quick summary of your thoughts. For
I think the best of the three is Kilgeel Hill in the 150. Good bit of placing by Oliver Sherwood. No penalty for winning at Leicester, and he absolutely dotted up at Leicester as well. Mm. And his profile is of a horse going forward. Leg Iron loves Plumpton, relish every yard of the 3 mile five trip, and he does come here on the back of a confidence boosting win over this track 20 days ago. That's in the 250, the Sussex National, and in the final race on the card, the handicap hurdle over 2 miles, the handicap debutant 12 strings makes plenty of appeal off his mark of 107. If he can reproduce his flat form off of that mark, he'll take all the beating.
Okay, good stuff. Should be a good day Sunday. Thank you very much, Mick, and enjoy
Mark.
It
I will do, Mark.
There you go, thoughts of Mick Norton on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:20 p.m. Stuart Beasley, John Budden and Sean Quinn will be the team in the studio at Sussex National Day at Plumpton. There's also racing at Southwell domestically and a good card over in Ireland from there. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.